If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Take a ride with us today to the North Shore, Lake Forest to be exact. A city full of people, places, and things perfect for raising a family. Listen all day as we show you why Lake Forest should be your hometown.
So we meet another business and business person. Jay Schlifka is the owner of Kittle Sports in Lake Forest. And let's talk a little bit about the bicycle store and sporting goods shop you got there. Welcome to the show, Jay. How are you today?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
How's business?
Very lucky. It's going along very smoothly. Thank you.
I suppose you were in one of those unique spots where, as I recall, 2020 on, everybody wanted a new bicycle, and there you were, a bicycle shop. Maybe the problem was getting bicycles, huh?
Yeah. As the whole COVID thing unfolded, people really didn't know what to do first, how to react, you know, how to stay active. I know my wife and I were afraid to go to our health club, and we walked as if never before.
Yeah.
I'm a cyclist, and so I cycled, and it was unique. Let's put it that way. After being here 54 years, never thought we'd see something like that.
You guys started in 1968, so it's been your family business the whole time, huh?
Correct. At my age, I'm in between. My dad bought this as an ongoing hardware store. They had Schwinn bicycles in actually September 1968, and proud to say my wife and my two sons are on board with me now. So I'm right in the middle.
What are people buying? What's the popular brand or style of bicycle?
Well, I choose to carry Trek, a wonderful brand out of Wisconsin. Wonderful relationship, quality bicycles, and couldn't be happier with that marriage between us.
And then is it the kind of sport utility bike, not the too thin tires, not the too thick, or are the big fat tire cruisers popular right now?
Well, we use the term in this business climate, they're vertical. And by that I mean your three-year-old can enjoy a good quality little Trek bicycle and everything in between up until you see what the Tour de France cyclists and everything in between is manufactured really well. And so we trust them, we like them, and it's just a wonderful cohesive brand awareness and all those things that go with it.
It's amazing to me how light some of those bicycles are now.
Isn't it? I'm in the industry and I'm amazed.
I pick them up when I go into the stores and I kind of lift it up and go, wait, how is this even possible?
Yeah.
You know, I could pick up a car if it was made of, I guess that's carbon fiber or something, huh?
It's carbon fiber and it's miraculous. We've seen such an evolution over all these decades.
Yeah, I think America needs to learn to ride bicycles more, you know, bike lanes, bike safety, proper kinds of bikes, you know, it would be good for the planet, it would be good for us. What else are you selling? What else is a popular item in your store, Jay?
Well, we do sporting goods as well. In my younger years, I ran marathons, and so since 1969, we've always fashioned ourselves as a go-to running shop, even inside my little, you know, bicycle and sporting goods store. So we do about 9-10 brands, both men's and women's running shoes, tennis shoes, kids shoes, ice skates coming up in the wintertime, and do a smattering of other sports like lacrosse and baseball and basketball as well.
You got those Nike shoes that cost $300, and if you wear them, you win the marathon or something like that?
No, not in my little shop. I'm sorry. I can't bring myself to even contemplate doing that kind of business.
I know. It's like almost it's almost wrong.
I think you and I are on the same page on that thinking.
Yeah. So business is good. You're a staple there in Lake Forest, have been for a long time. What else should we know about Kittle's Sports?
Well, I think the bigger picture is that we are very happy and complimented day in and day out by a wonderful Lake Forest community. The support has been just remarkable.
Yeah,
I almost have a tear in my eye how I think of this little town and how they treated my family and I.
I think I can tell that just over the phone. Jay Shilfka is the owner of Kittle's Sports in Lake Forest. I'm out of time right now, Jay, but I'm going to need a bicycle pretty soon. I think I know where I'm going to get it.
Well, it was wonderful meeting you again only over the phone, but it was a huge compliment for you to have me on today.
Well done, sir. That's Kittle's Sports in Lake Forest. Thank you, Jay.